This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Health officials urge caution as the crop over season reaches its peak amid a rise in respiratory illnesses. President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders concerned about major delays at this year's Junior Cadument. Lie detector tests for all stakeholders has begun at the Bridgetown Port. And Barbados's newest political party proposes that citizens should have the right to obtain non-lethal defense weapons. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George, is urging Barbadians to take extra precautions as the crop over season reaches its peak amid a noticeable uptick in respiratory illnesses across the island. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Dr. George confirmed that health officials have seen an increase in flu-like symptoms, some COVID cases, and a mix of other respiratory viruses. He's advising the public to act responsibly and calling on event promoters to ensure all venues are equipped with proper sanitary facilities.
With respect to what you can do during the crop over season, just be cautious. Respiratory viruses are spread, you know, from person to person through droplets. Mask wearing is an option depending on your risk. If you need to be out party with a smaller circle of persons, and just do common sense. Wash your hands as possible. Many of these party events should have facilities for people to wash their hands and practice good respiratory etiquette.
Dr. George added that he's not surprised by the recent uptick in respiratory viruses. He pointed out that while samples continue to be sent to CARFA for monitoring, Barbados can carry out most of the testing to identify diseases of public health concern.
There was a slight uptick in respiratory illness in the over five age group. It consists of many things: flu, which is influenza, rhinovirus, some COVID cases. So it's a mixture of different viruses that are circulating. I'm not surprised. And we continue to send samples to CARFA. But as I have told the public, we can do the testing here in Barbados. So we can identify most diseases of public health significance in Barbados.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George. President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell, says he's concerned about major delays in this year's Junior Cadument. Mr. Worrell tells Starcom Network News that the challenges faced resulted in some children being left standing in the heat for hours before reaching the judging point, which led to parents removing their children from the bands.
We had some challenges. The event was kind of in two different phases. So the first half of the event, it was rather smooth. The transition from Colmere School out to the stadium still took a bit long. Did get some kids that were overwhelmed with the heat and the length of time it took for them to get to the judging stage. After the stage, though, the kids were good in terms of the jump around the stadium and back into Botanical Gardens. It took some bands almost 3 hours to get to the stage, you know, from Assembly in Colmere. That was a bit painful for a lot of the kids. And as a result, many bands had parents take the kids out as well. You know, we got reports of my band, for instance, had that. There are a number of other bands, managers I spoke to, that were in the second half of the event that kids were removed from the band because the parents thought it was too much. Some kids started complaining of like headedness due to the sun.
He's urging event organizers to review the parade logistics to ensure a safe and more efficient experience for the younger revelers.
I mean, we had a plan this year for that as well, but somehow the communication, you know, we had some communication challenges, and not us as the bands, but, you know, some communication challenges in terms of, you know, the wait time. What we would have wanted is that we wanted the kids to be able to move off from Colmere School and have a smooth jump over to the stage instead of having to go and wait, you know, in the sun by the stage. But we found it's still a bottleneck situation where the kids came over to school and had to wait for an extended long period of time. Yeah, we will continue to work on it. I mean, this year we tried, we made some changes, but still there was some lost communication there where certain things that we would have expected to happen didn't happen. But all we can do is continue to keep planning and keep trying.
President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell. Truth verification testing, also known as lie detector tests, are now in use at the Bridgetown port as part of a major push to tighten border security. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Port Incorporated, David John Marie, confirmed to the Daily Nation that the government-mandated testing began last Tuesday and applies to all stakeholders conducting business at the port. He added that the move follows broad-based consultations with all agencies and workers' unions. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley addressed the issue last month, explaining that the tests are limited to individuals with access to sensitive information. She stressed that while no one can be forced to take the test, those who refuse may be reassigned or restricted from certain high security areas. The Vice President of the Friends of Democracy political party, Ricky Harrison, has called for the legalization of the use of non-lethal defense weapons by citizens. Mr. Harrison says that Barbadians continue to be fearful in the wake of the surge in crime and added that police investigation should be carried out for people to obtain these weapons.
The Friends of Democracy continue to express its alarm, fear, and general discomfort being experienced by Barbadians during this seemingly unabated crime wave. That being the case, the Friends of Democracy proposes that citizens be allowed to legitimately carry non-lethal forms of defense, such as tasers and pepper spray, and they be allowed to carry such after rigorous examination by the Barbados Police Service, similar to what obtains in the pursuit of a firearms permit.
First Vice President of the Friends of Democracy Party, Ricky Harrison. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, is calling for urgent action to reduce the country's dependence on imported honey. Mr. Paul said it's unacceptable that the island still imports over 80% of its honey when there's clear potential to produce more locally. He was speaking at the closing ceremony of the Barbados Apicultural Association's beekeeping program, where over 40 participants received certification at the Ministry of Agriculture.
I think that we as a country are not living up to the expectations that we have when we import over 80%, 90% of our honey from foreign countries, when we have the ability to produce. And not only that, at a time when we as a country do not display the level of foresight in terms of the management of our environment to ensure that we maintain a habitat. Because we talk a lot about the whole question of sustainability, and we go to these international forums and we say we need to maintain a habitat for perfect ecology. But at the same time, when we look at our country and see what is happening, what do we see? The alienation of the very habitat in which you expect to have bee production. How do you expect to take the St. George Valley and take out 5 acres of land just like that? I don't expect to have an impact.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Despite legislation allowing its use, medicinal cannabis remains significantly underutilized in Barbados, largely attributed to the limited public education on its benefits. This was the assessment by Dr. Griffin Benjamin, who presented its findings at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Dr. Benjamin mentioned that the adoption of medicinal cannabis into practice has been slow.
Legalization does not automatically translate to widespread awareness. We found that medicinal cannabis in Barbados has been profoundly underutilized and has been misunderstood. CARICOM called for reform in 2018, and the United Nations and the World Health Organization acknowledged the medicinal value of cannabis in 2020. Now, here at home, we see that public support for cannabis law reform has jumped from under 30% to over 60% in just 3 years, leading us to the groundbreaking passing of the Medicinal Cannabis Industry Act. But yet, after 5 years of legalization, we have noticed that there has been a slow rollout of the practice of this policy. There has been minimal public education, and that matters.
Medical professional Dr. Griffin Benjamin. Recapping the headlines. Health officials urge caution as the crop over season reaches its peak amid a rise in respiratory illnesses. President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders concerned about major delays at this year's Junior Kadoomint. Lie detector tests for all stakeholders has begun at the Bridgetown port. And Barbados' newest political party proposes that citizens should have the right to obtain non-lethal defense weapons. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.